A few words about the NRO and then a bit of a retrospective with regard to Wyss's and a few words about the future, which of course we don't know. So, what can we say? The NRO is a number resource organization established by an MOU, you know that, well, 2.5 years ago roughly. Lightweight tool for RIR coordination as a point of contact for external parties and all that. We like to call it a coalition of the RIRs. It is very, very lightweight. It is not yet incorporated, although we've heard there are incorporation documents being circulated among the RIR boards, and we are hopeful that it happens soon. There are a number of functions. I'm a simple member. Raoul is chairman today. Ray is secretary and Paul is treasurer. So I have no function. I'm not sure why I'm here. Well, you should do this. You're the local man. The NRO fulfills the function of the ICANN address supporting organization. So the NRO number council members are acting as the ICANN address council members. Well, you know all this, I think. The activities over the last few months, and in future also, ongoing is something that I call a hobby, ICANN contract drafting. That's something that we have done previous to the NRO, I think, starting in 2000 already. And well, we don't have an ICANN contract yet, but we have a draft nearly ready, and that'll go out to the RIR boards as well, and we'll see what happens. Two main points in there. The level of the RIRs or the NRO contribution to ICANN, and also some service levels, what we expect from IANA, and what happens if not, if it doesn't happen. Then, of course, we have been having lots of fun with the World Summit on the Information Society, WISIS. We have been monitoring that, coordinating and influencing as much as we could. Actually, it's at an APNIC meeting where I saw the first email that says, "Oh, the governments are doing this summit on the internet and the information societies." Oh my God! Well, we know now where that led to. They'll go into that later on. We have several coordination groups in the NRO. There's the communications and the engineering coordination group. They do what the names say. They coordinate our external communications and some joint engineering that is going on. The EC, the Executive Council of the NRO, meets regularly, mostly by telephone, sometimes face to face. We have meetings of those meetings, and well, they're published. Slightly lagging in time, but. So, the World Summit history. The big issue that was concerning us, obviously, was internet governance, whatever that means. There are also other issues there, capacity building, financing of development, and things like that, which are slightly more to the well, left field maybe. What happened after the Geneva summit is the Working Group on Internet Governance was set up with 40 participants in the end from all walks of life with interest in the internet governance issue. So we were in there as well through Raoul, was a very good thing. They came up with a report that they all agreed to, which was amazing to us already. Was published summer last year. You can download it and look at it if you haven't done so yet. Basically, there were four different models in there. They didn't quite agree on which model to favor, so they put them all in there. And there was a forum being mentioned, a discussion forum for issues about internet governance. Now that led then last year to the finalization to the last summit in Tunis. Before that, we had another PrepCom in Geneva. Amazingly, there was still no consensus on internet governance, what to do with this thing. There were basically three main positions. The US said the UN will never run this, our internet. And slightly more benignly, they said, well, they will continue the stewardship they have shown before, and they recognize other states' sovereign rights, for instance, about the ccTLDs, things like that. Then there were a group of countries that had a stronger regulatory stance, among them Brazil, China, Cuba, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and a lot others. And basically they said, well, it's all nice, but we need some more strong governmental control. And what happened in Geneva, one evening the EU stood up and called for a new model in between other positions, and that surprised us all quite strongly. And I hear the guy who was pushing this is currently not so very well-liked by many people in Brussels, as it was not a success at all. And we all scratched our heads and said, what? Well, okay, going to Tunis, we felt we had to go there to be present. Of course, there was another PrepCon before the summit proper, but we said we also want to do something else. We want to show the people that the people who are running this internet, apparently, the internet is running, no? They coordinate between themselves and successfully so, and we just need to show them, the world, that we do coordinate between ourselves, and what way to show that better in coordinating an exhibition booth. So we did that under the umbrella of the Internet Society. Paul Rendek from the NCC semi-volunteered and said, oh, I've done some similar things before. So he coordinated the booth effort there. We had obviously the ISOC there, the RARs were there, basically all our friends from the Internet technical community. ITF was there, Center was there, CCDs were there, yeah, probably forgot somebody. So we talked to a lot of people. We showed some flash presentations, had lots of leaflets there and very nice socks and other things to hand out, and they were handed out very, very quickly. I think it was a success. We met lots of new people, gave lots of interviews to the radio, to TV, and the like. And what happened in the end is that magically late at night, people agreed on a Tunis agenda. And the process they used was again, last night, buses are going, so we have to make some progress here. And this is the text, everybody agrees, okay. Next paragraph, everybody agrees, fine. There was something in here that we didn't quite like, that we were trying to negotiate out, and, well, it didn't happen in the last minute there. Now, it says we call for the reinforcement of specialized regional internet resource management institutions. That is great. That's us. We love that. Of course, others there as well. To guarantee the national interests and rights of countries in that particular region to manage their own internet resources while maintaining global coordination in this area. That's something that we find a little bit odd, but, well, we know there's lots of interest, lots of governmental interest, so what we say is that we have to indeed go out and do enhanced cooperation, talk to the governments, I mentioned that this morning already, and make sure that they are as happy as possible with our work. Then there was a call for the Secretary General, DG. Secretary General, I think is the word, to establish the Internet Governance Forum. That's the forum that I mentioned earlier that came out of the WGIC report. And, of course, we can't just call for one. There was an open consultation on the convocation of the Internet Governance Forum. The idea here is to have a non-decision-making discussion forum. Fine. Should be open-ended, multi-stakeholder, everybody should be part of it. Those were the underlying ideas there. The Greek participants in Tunis stormed forward and said, we'll do it, we've done the Olympics, we can do this as well.
Yeah.
This one will be easier, we think. So that's apparently where it's starting. Very likely, as Paul has pointed out already, 24th to 26th of October this year. This needs to be confirmed by the Secretary General of the UN. Formally, but I think this is the date. Open consultations have been happening, as I said, last week in Geneva again. There was some consensus, I felt, that was emerging. It should be around 3 days. It should happen once a year, not too often. Likely it'll go around the globe. There should be a program committee of sorts, preparing it, and on that committee there should be representatives from all the four sectors that were all the governments, business, civil society, and the internet community. Very good. And the first topics might be multilingualism, spam, things like that, so nothing about IP addresses so far, which is good. Of course, sitting there in Geneva, and you get to know all these people, and the week before I was in Malta on the similar topic, and we knew there was some consensus about to happen. Funnily enough, in Geneva, Brazil stood up, or spoke up, and said, well, we agree with all, this is all fine, but we feel that these parties, well, what's the existing arrangements, have grown into a field that should really be the playing ground for an international treaty organization. So we don't know what this Internet Governance Forum will give us. We, as Brazil, want the treaty organization. Luckily, for the time being, that was ignored during the rest of the 2 days. So we might just get away with this. All right. The way forward, I had the feeling over those last 2 months that this focus of the Internet Governance Forum is hopefully moving away from our field of work. It's about other topics. People are not unhappy with what we are doing. So maybe we don't have to go to all those meetings. That would be great. I'm dreaming. And seeing that the Internet community, as that phrase, should be part of this program committee, I have grand hopes for the Internet Society. As I hesitate to say representative of, you know, the technical community there, to keep this in check, to monitor this, and maybe shout out loud if we are needed, and then of course we're happy to go again. So that's my wife speaking, who wants me at home more often than over the last year or so. We don't know where this is going, but currently it feels as if the heat would be turned down a little bit. We'll see. If you have any questions, comments, I'm happy to answer them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Axel.
Yes.
The mic, please. Thanks.
So for the participant of the IGF, still need to go through as WSI's so-called certificate through the ITU certified organization?
No, it doesn't look like that.
So you just buy an airline ticket and fly there?
You just go there and hope that you can get in because maybe the physical space is limited. But yes, that was also a consensus. Everybody, more or less everybody, said that we don't want this to be an UN event with all the UN ITU rules and things like that. We do appreciate, they said, that there is multilingualism here at the ITU in the UN. That is something that is treasured, and likely we are going to get something like that, but without all the ITU/UN
paperwork. So there will be kind of open forums.
It should be an open forum. Everybody should be able to come. Yes. We'll see how they implement that.
Are there any other questions or comments?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Axel.